This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Phones were ringing off the hook in some Colorado congressional offices today as local officials and nonprofit leaders tried to figure out how a federal funding freeze might apply to their projects. Budget officials later clarified the freeze applies specifically to programs that involve things like climate change, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and aid to immigrants. Colorado's Attorney General Democrat Phil Weiser swiftly joined a multi-state lawsuit aimed at keeping federal funding going. This afternoon, a federal judge put that funding freeze on hold until at least Monday. A study is underway in Colorado on whether psilocybin can help people with treatment-resistant depression. Dr. Scott Thompson is a psychiatrist at the University of Colorado School of Medicine and part of the research team. He says the theory is that psychedelics can increase what's called neuroplasticity.
These drugs seem to have the ability to facilitate that process, taking advantage of that very plastic state to try and put yourself in a new place.
The study is separate from the state ballot measure that opened the door for psychedelic-assisted therapy. Results are expected in about 2 years. It's another boy for Democratic Representative Brittany Patterson. She gave birth to her second son, Sam, this past weekend in Colorado. The new bundle of joy means Patterson will not be flying back to D.C. for House votes for a while. She's been leading a bipartisan push to allow proxy voting for new parents, but Republican leaders are opposed to the idea. She's the 14th member to give birth while serving in the U.S. House. In Grand Junction, partly cloudy and 23 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 46. This is CPR News.